This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I could do easily an entire show connecting the dots on Joe Biden, his connection to the Chinese, and how his China policy coincides with everything that Hunter Biden did. You don't have to be, as I said, a forensic accountant. You don't have to be an investigative reporter. All you got to do is use a little common sense. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Are you aware? Oh, let me give you the number. 844-551-8255. You should jot that down. And I also want to tell people this. You can find me on Wimkin, W-I-M is in Mary, K-I-N.com. That's a social media site that I use. You're going to start seeing specialty videos that we put behind the firewall at Backstage Club and elsewhere. You're going to watch our brand blow up this year in ways that you've never imagined because we have such cool things coming. I'm not exaggerating it. So I appreciate the people who've gone and you promote us, you do things, you listen to the show, you tell other people. I can't tell you how much we can thank you for this. It's going to be worth your while. The stuff we're creating this year is mind-blowing, and I'm so excited about it. Anyway, going back to this, the Chinese connection. Hunter Biden's been dealing with the Chinese at the spy level. He said it himself, that he was dealing with a Chinese spy. And I'm going to play the clip, get that clip ready for me, because I want you to hear him say it in his own words. This isn't me making it up.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world.
Well, there you have it, folks. Hunter Biden says, I was dealing with a Chinese spy who has apparently got my multi-billion dollar partner in this business venture. He's missing. But I want to go back to the beginning of all of this because there's a lady named Kathy Chung you need to know. And I wanted to set that up as the backdrop for all of this because I think you need to understand, how do you infiltrate at the highest level of government? And it's a simple answer. You find people willing to sell out. And I'm going to tell you, I pride myself on this. When I had the opportunity to keep my job at Fox to sell out, I didn't do it. Would have been easy to do. Okay, guys, I'll keep my mouth shut. Everything will be cool. But I didn't do it because I was right. And let me tell you, I'm never going to run for office. And that's part of the problem is guys like me say, I'm not going to do it. And it isn't because of dirty laundry. I don't give a crap what people know about me. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. It's because I don't want to be a part of that nonsense. But see, the Biden family, they're for sale. And most of those politicians in D.C. are for sale. Here's Kathy Chung. This is an article in American Action News. Kathy Chung, one of Biden's top aides when he was serving as VP, was questioned by federal investigators as part of a probe looking into Biden's handling of classified documents during his time as VP. We know what they talked about discovering these documents. During the probe, it was uncovered that in 2012, Hunter Biden is alleged to have recommended Joe Biden hire Kathy Young to be his executive assistant. Chung would then go on to work as Biden's top aide for 5 years until 2017 when the Obama administration ended. Chung was brought in for questioning about this stuff. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is that's how they infiltrate. On May 14, 2012, Hunter Biden emailed Kathy Chung describing the job, saying she would be, quote, involved in everything that goes on outside of policy. Thanks for calling and thinking of me. She says, after the initial shock of taking in what you said, how could I pass up the opportunity to work for the VP of the United States? I do have a few questions. What is Michelle's primary job? I think I know what the job would entail, minus the scheduling part, which is a huge part of what I do now. But what would be my top 3 to 5 responsibilities in the office? Do you know the salary? Again, thanks for thinking of me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not telling you that Kathy Chung is necessarily a spy, but I'm going to tell you that it's pretty suspicious that a woman with the name of Chung, and again, don't know anything about her, but given Hunter Biden's efforts to work with the Chinese and what the Biden family was setting up, I find it very interesting that she would get the job that know everything about Joe Biden's scheduling. And oh, let's not forget, people, Joe Biden didn't put his schedule of people who visited his home. Do we really know who came in to see Joe Biden when we had Kathy Chung as his scheduler? I don't have an answer for you. I'm just saying I find it highly suspicious. Now I want to pivot back to the classified documents, where they were found. University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League institution. My oldest son graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Business, magna cum laude. Proud to tell you that, because there's a guy that listens to the program that hates when I talk about the degrees in my family. Yeah, see, he's embarrassed, I guess, a little bit, because maybe he didn't get a degree. And it's funny, I have friends that are so brilliant that don't have degrees. I don't think that I give any indication that a college degree is the end all be all. In fact, I run an education initiative, a nonprofit called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, where we tell people the majority of people shouldn't go to college. Some of you are too bright. You don't need it. Some of you, sorry to tell you, you're too stupid. It won't help you. You just need to find a regular job and not incur the debt. We are all over the spectrum on this, but people still get sensitive about it. But that institution has some very interesting little peccadilloes that we've got to discuss as it pertains to the Bidens and these classified documents and sort of the things that happen when you can influence peddle. And more importantly, when you can be bought off like the Biden family. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Professor at the University of Tennessee has been arrested on charges that he hid his relationship with China, specifically a Chinese university. At the same time, he received research grants from the federal government here. An Meng Hu is charged with 3 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of making false statements. The arrest is part of a broader Justice Department crackdown against university researchers who conceal their ties to China.
The Chinese have infiltrated America, and the left have invited them in. The left have been paid off to allow this to happen. We talked earlier about Hunter Biden's connection with the Chinese spy. A guy's name is Patrick Ho. He got arrested in late 2017, and the first phone call he made was to James Biden, Joe Biden's brother, and he was looking for Hunter. This guy is obviously tied to Chinese military intelligence. And do you think the CIA is looking into it? Doesn't appear to be. Well, we learned from Just the News that the University of Pennsylvania collected tens of millions of dollars from China while paying Joe Biden, hosting his foreign policy think tank. They successfully pressured the Biden Justice Department to end an FBI counter-espionage program targeting Beijing's increasing influence with U.S. academia. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. How convenient that Hunter Biden, working with Chinese, working with people involved in Chinese military intelligence, which obviously involves CCP, he gets Kathy Chung, or whatever her name was, on Biden's, as part of the, a major part of the Biden administration. And then Joe Biden sets up a think tank at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school, and they get millions of dollars from the Chinese. They call this thing the Confucius Institute, that was funneling money to all these colleges and universities. Look, again, I tell you all the time, folks, I'm no investigative reporter. I'm no forensic accountant. But I think I could find out, where did you get this money? Oh, it came from China. So now you've got this money from China. Who's working in the departments that got the money? Okay, let me follow their bank accounts and follow their activities. Maybe you could put a few spies on them, CIA. Maybe the NSA could start poking in on their stuff if we get the right warrants. I mean, again, I don't know all the procedural stuff, but I think I do know how to look for the people that would be the spies. And I can tell you this, it's not parents in standing in front of school boards being mad about their kids learning about sex and putting condoms on bananas in the second grade, or some racist nonsense like CRT. Speaking of CRT, did you see the Project Veritas expose of the black dude who's in putting CRT curriculum in schools, getting paid handsomely to do it? He's got an institution set up that's got $15 million for him to go out and do this. And it's funny, I mention this because I have people that tell me, well, Kevin, you know, we've given Seeking Educational Excellence, our budget, our first year was $500,000. And they expected me to change education in America for $500,000. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, you got one minion, a dude who lost his license to teach, and he gets he's sitting on $15 million, and he's going out implementing his curriculum in places. One guy, trust me, there's dozens, there's hundreds of them. Yeah, I can change academics. Give me enough money, I can change academics. But I can't do it $500,000. So when you're thinking about this, you CRT and DEI, because that's one of the things he mentions. They call it diversity, equity, and inclusion. I tell them, call it diversity, inclusion, and equity, because then you can call it DIE. Because that's what it is. It is a death of academia. It is a death of America. But they give them nice little acronyms, and then they throw money at it. And it's funny, conservatives think, well, Kevin, it's my money, I can do what I want. You're right, you can do what you want with it. But let me tell you what's going to happen while you're sitting on it. The left are putting theirs and yours into these programs, and they're ruining this country, and they're going to ruin your kids. You think you know your kids. You raise them for 18 years, and then you send them off to college, and you think you know them. When they come back, you're not going to know them. So sit on your money. Don't do anything. Disregard the canary in the coal mine, the black canary in the coal mine. Because he talked like this here. He said, the canary going, y'all, let me tell you something. Here's what's going on, baby. And y'all aren't listening. Sit on your money. Because you're not going to have it very long. The left are stealing your money, fighting you against yourself with your money, and you think you're getting away with it. Yeah, it's my money. I'm a conservative. I had to work for my money. Okay, keep it up. That's all I got to say. Anyway, so Attorney General Merrick Garland shut down the FBI's China initiative in February of 2022, shortly after more than 160 members of the University of Pennsylvania faculty signed and made public an open letter demanding the program be shuttered on the grounds that it amounted to racial profiling. So the Chinese are smart. They figured out that if you use the ruse of the leftist idea of it's racist, you're very racist to target Chinese people for being spy. You are spies. What would you, if you were going to go infiltrate a country that was doing better than you, what would you do? You'd go into their academic areas and you'd go into their businesses. And that is exactly what the Chinese have done. I can tell you, there are very few secrets, if any, in American business. I'm talking about military stuff, the programs we're working on. You think it's all vetted and that we've got some level of security for this or that? I wish it were that way. I wish it were like it was back in the 70s, the 60s, and the 70s when people loved this country, regardless of politics, and they wouldn't sell it out. Joe Biden will sell you out. I played a clip earlier in the broadcast of Joe Biden saying, look, you know, if you're going to think you're going to come here, nope, the 1% is not going to get my attention. No, he says nobody amounted to 1% of the vote. That's not enough to get his ear. That's what he said. The Chinese have been stealing our IP for decades. Here's what they're going to say. We acknowledge the importance to the United States of protecting both intellectual property and information that is essential to our national and economic security. This is what the letter read to these folks. We understand that the concerns of the Chinese government sanctioned activities, including intellectual property theft, economic espionage, are important to address. We believe, however, that the China initiatives has deviated significantly from its claimed mission. It is harming the United States' research and technology competitiveness and fueling biases that in turn raise concerns about racial profiling. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who's all involved and how they use this. The Chinese are smart. They use the left at their own game in order to game us and steal from us.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid to both Israel and Ukraine. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse has been recovered. The family asking that their loved one's name not be released. Meanwhile, the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard leading a criminal investigation. Former President Donald Trump returning to a New York City courtroom for day two of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. A total of 96 New Yorkers brought in as prospective jurors, 50 dismissed immediately when they said they couldn't be fair and impartial. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been amazed at this amount of money, and I'm really interested in getting that amount confirmed. I know you've done some independent reporting. I know others are. I know it was like $55 million yesterday. Now it's up to $61 million in reported funds that were given by Chinese entities to the university. I'll just tell you, that's a staggering amount of money. It's just, that's tens of millions of dollars to a university from foreign contacts that all, if it's true, I mean, you know, there's a lot more has to be done, but if that was flowing directly in to support the Biden Center, I'll just say this, it's impossible that the FBI didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Or they must have turned a blind eye to it. You know, I mean, I was the one who, you know, I worked on China for many, many years. You know, we had an ongoing, it actually started as a bipartisan investigation back when I was first on the Intelligence Committee. We continued that, of course, then during the Russia hoax, it kind of fell apart, but Republicans kept that investigation going. And now you see the Republicans in Congress actually creating a select committee, you know, which I think was really building off of the work that we did as on the House Intelligence Committee for many, many years. And, you know, look, I just know that it would be impossible unless the FBI was purposely just forgetting about this money changing hands.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And we are connecting the dots on the Biden's ties to China, their pay-per-play scheme. And I think this is huge. And it's one of many things that are huge. But this is one where Joe Biden's going to struggle. Because he's denied it, which, by the way, blatant lying and denying, it's not my fault. And yeah, I never was doing anything with Hunter's people. And I don't even know anything about his dealings when Hunter lived with him for a year. Look, I don't know if this $50,000 a month is legit. I was on another radio show. They said, no, that's not what it was for and all that. Okay, I don't know. I know that's what Hunter Biden put on his form. But I'll tell you, there, you follow the money with the Bidens. Who sends their kid $100,000 when he's spending $30,000 a day in a hotel and he's got $10,000 in prostitute bills? I mean, who does this? What father? I would send help is what I would do. I'd send a family member to go get him. It's not see, none of this passes the smell test. So I think Joe Biden's going to get impeached. Because you get what you pay for with the Bidens, and they weren't that good at covering things up. So right now we're talking about what Joe Biden did in setting up the Biden Institute at the University of Pennsylvania. At where Wharton is, where my oldest son graduated. an Ivy League school. And Joe Biden sets his program up. And they get, as Nunes was saying in that previous clip we just played, $61 million the Chinese gave to this university. You think that was for nothing? See, because if you don't recall, you haven't listened to the earlier part of the show, Joe Biden is for sale. And you get what you pay for. This article that I'm reading from says a handful of left-leaning universities, including Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Harvard, also previously appealed to the DOJ to close this program that essentially accused many of these Chinese of being spies. They said 2 weeks after this letter that all these academics signed from multiple schools, Garland terminated the program. Yeah, the attorney general shut down the program. He did exactly what the Chinese wanted, which is please allow us to continue to spy in your academic institutions. And the DOJ's own websites up to this very day talk about the criminal cases that this program that was now 4 years old had brought against members of academia who were working with China. These people either got charged with espionage or failure to disclose foreign monies. Now, why would you not disclose the money you got from China? Why wouldn't you? You're either tax evading if you don't disclose it, or you don't want people to know you're working with the Chinese. He says, just a month prior to Garland's decision, our feckless FBI director, Christopher Wray, traveled to Reagan Presidential Library to give a speech pleading for the government to devote more attention and resources to combating China's devastating influence inside the United States. Even this anti-American piece of crap FBI director knows I gotta at least sound a warning bell. He says China's espionage has become, quote, more brazen and more damaging. Those are his words about it, verbatim. China's government, he says, has the global reach and presence of a great nation, but it refuses to act the part and too often uses its capabilities to steal and threaten rather than to cooperate and build. That theft, those threats are happening right here in America literally every day. That's from Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI. He recognizes it. So if your own Department of Justice, the guy running it, running the FBI, that entity within the Department of Justice, is saying, look, we got to stop this. And then your president, not mine, Joe Biden, the coup president, is cooperating with the Chinese, shuts down a program. Just so we're clear, these universities, there's regular universities like University of Phoenix that really don't do much. And then there are what they call research universities. These are people that hold patents. They are revolutionizing things because there's so much money coming into it that it's a joint venture between government, corporations, and academia. And the strides that get made in these institutions are amazing. They're funded for a reason. And in every single one of them, you will see names like Wang and Kwang and Yun and whatever. And don't think for 1 second these people are there. They're academics and they love their work. But if they're from China, they're working with the government. That's the only way it works. So they go on to say this in the article. Penn has long ties to both the Biden family and China. Its former president, Amy Guttman, for instance, was named the president in 2021 to be ambassador to Germany. During her Senate confirmation, Guttman acknowledged the university took money from Chinese interests, but insisted it did not affect the school's values, and that the university even rejected creating a Confucius Institute on campus funded by entities tied to the Chinese government. What I do know, she says this, and what I make of this is that no gifts, no contracts to the University of Pennsylvania are allowed to threaten academic freedom or allowed to threaten national security, she testified. We do no classified research. Okay, maybe they don't, but many others do. He says, Penn is in the limelight now after the revelation Monday that classified documents from Biden's vice presidency, including top secret items and intelligence on Ukraine and Iran, were found last November in Biden's old office at the Penn Center, Penn Biden Center think tank, where he worked from 2017 to 2019, as Biden says, as a professor, which is really funny. Now, let me ask you this. Biden's got an office at the University of Pennsylvania. Those documents have been sitting there for years and could be accessed by anybody. You know what protects those classified documents from the world? An easily picked lock. Not that Biden even remembered to lock his office door. They said the White House claimed the memos were found by lawyers cleaning out Biden's old office. You buy that? So, I'm just giving you tidbits of what's happening here. This is so deep, and you want to talk about irresponsible. That's what this is, not what Trump did. Nothing ties Trump to China, Russia, or Ukraine. But you know who's tied to him directly? Not indirectly, not anecdotally, directly to all three countries is Hunter Biden's business activities, which by default are also Joe Biden's business activities. They go on to say this. Reports compiled by the conservative watchdog group National Legal and Policy Center, from disclosures to the Department of Education, showed that Penn collected more than $67.6 million in donations and contracts from China between 2013 and 2019. The vast majority of that money, $47.7 million, flowed during the 3 years Biden was employed by the university. Does this prove Biden did something wrong? Not necessarily, but it raises the flag.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There was a graphic that was posted. It was Tiananmen Square. On this site in 1989, nothing happened. And I thought, funny, funny graphic. Because it goes to show that the respect, if you will, for China that the media shows. Nothing happened on Tiananmen Square in 1989. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Zero Hedge did a story, Disney under fire for blocking Simpsons episode in Hong Kong. And Zero Hedge wrote this, a month ago we reported that Hong Kong's new pro-China film censorship law could see an eventual ban on Netflix and Amazon and other streaming services. The legislation was part of the continuing unfolding of the sweeping pro-China national security law of June of 2020, with the film censorship even working retroactively for any movies or programming found to be contrary to national security interest. Can you imagine what would happen in America if we took out all the films that were anti-American or, you know, said negative things against us or promoted things that were antithetical to the way we believe the country should be run? Black Hawk Down, for example. I remember going to see that movie thinking it was going to be one of these feel-good movies about our military. I left that movie so dejected. I was mad I paid to see that. Hollywood making a movie about a failure of us getting our military getting beat down by a bunch of Somali third world crap hole gangsters. Anyway, going on with this article, it says questions are now being asked about why Disney's streaming service in Hong Kong, Disney Plus, has blocked a popular episode of Simpsons. The episode in question features a reference to the famous Tank Man photo from June of 1989, Tiananmen Square protest and massacre. This episode, entitled Goo Goo Gai Pan, also features jokes or references that could be deemed offensive to people of Chinese or Asian descent. And I just read you the graphic. Tiananmen Square on this site in 1989. Nothing happened. It's like a plaque, which maybe gives it a little bit more context. And so the censorship law, which was enacted in, you know, for, last month when they write, brings Hong Kong in closer conformity to the kind of blatant censoring and wholesale blocking of content that's long existed on the mainland. They're now on the mainland, you couldn't do this. This has been since June of 2020. Last month, they applied it to Hong Kong. The law spells out that films are prohibited from any content aiming to endorse, support, glorify, encourage, and incite activities that might endanger national security. That is a crackdown. So as you guys know, I have a site called theflickfest.com. Yeah, I knew what it was. I didn't, that in there was just for fun. Theflickfest.com. I don't care if we ever show a movie in China. Hollywood does. You have any idea how much money and how much catering to China Hollywood does? The Rock made a commercial for Joe Biden. You want to know why? Because the majority of his junk films, they make their revenue in China. Consider this, folks. In October, for the first time, China overtook the North American market as the world's largest film market. Movie ticket sales for China for 2020 climbed to almost $2 billion. They surpassed North America's total of $1.937 billion. This is data from Artisan Gateway. The gap is expected to widen considerably, wrote The Hollywood Reporter on October the 18th. Analysts have long predicted that the world's most populous country would one day top the global charts, but the results still represent a historic sea change. The day has finally arrived when China is the number one film market, surpassing the box office total for North America for 2020, said the authorized government portal site to China, published under the auspices of the China State Council of Information Office, known as the CCP's Foreign Propaganda Office. In a self-congratulatory article, China officially the world's biggest film market. The article published on October 20th went on to mention the Chinese blockbuster, The 800, a World War II movie about a group of Chinese soldiers under siege by the Japanese army, which was the highest grossing film in 2020, as well as a handful of other Chinese-made films scheduled for release in the first quarter of 2020. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and explain something to you. In case you're wondering why theflickfest.com is so important, is because it isn't catering to the Chinese market. You understand what China's trying to do. You understand why Hollywood is capitulating. You want to know why? Money. It's that simple. Hollywood has priced itself out of the American market. So it's going to leave a huge void for us. Hollywood, folks, is going to cater to where the money is. They are going to make propaganda films from now and forevermore until Dead Man Walking finally dies. That's what I call Hollywood, Dead Man Walking. And you know who's going to fill the void? Guys like me. Guys like Ben Shapiro, who followed me in making a movie and is now making others. He's going to fill the void. I'm going to fill the void. It's a race right now. I think it's a race. We can both win. I'm not in competition with him. You're going to need many products out there. If you understand this and you understand what I'm telling you, China has bought Hollywood the same way China has bought our politicians. China has bought our colleges and universities. China owns us. And the only way we fight back is by saying, fine, go ahead. If you think that that propaganda is going to work long term, put all your money into Hollywood, because it's just going to be a black hole. It's going to be a waste of your money. If your goal is to be the number one film producer in the world, fine, go be number one. Let me tell you something. The number one Chinese film isn't going to be number one in America. It's going to be films made by us. It's the old saying, all politics is local. The politics of the film industry is local. What is your story? I can promise you this. I don't know who you are, but I bet you if I come to your town and I talk to 5 or 10 people, I'll find an amazing story that nobody's telling. You want to know what it boils down to? Simply asking questions. I'll tell you, you guys know, have heard me talk about this. I was in an event, Ross Perot Jr., and he tells a story about being the first guy to fly a helicopter around the world. He doesn't see it as anything. I hear the story. I go, that is unbelievable. I say to him, Ross, this is an amazing story. Can I make the film? Anyway, didn't do anything for a year. Comes back. I see him. We had another meeting or something, you know, gathering. I said, Ross, you got to tell people this story. So he tells it. Do you know everybody runs up to Ross? That's got to be a TV show. It's got to be a movie, man. And I said, I told him this last year. So we're getting the rights to make this story. A conversation that you have with a guy who knew that he tells this story that had us for 38 minutes riveted. Riveted. And I promise you, there's nothing in Hollywood that can compete. This story is as good as American Made with Tom Cruise. It's as good as anything you've ever seen. I'm talking to another friend, a buddy of mine. It turns out this guy was the jump 7 foot, not using the Flosbury flop, but just jumping, throwing his leg over the bar. But he's also a fighter pilot who taught the Israelis. He went to, not only did he train Miramar, Top Gun pilots, he trained the Israelis, and he's known as one of the best fighter pilots in the world. Another story of a guy I know is he went to Africa, and he survived. He's only one of two people who has survived an attack by a leopard. It's a crazy story. And you know how I learned it? Asking him a question. Just sitting around going, hey, man, so tell me something interesting about you. Goes, well, I got attacked by a leopard. I was like, what? Just that. Look, we have stories here. Anyway, going back to this, China is now, they want to be the number one film market, which I'm going to tell you right now, the Flick Fest, I'm not trying to compete with them as being the number one film market. What I'm trying to do is preserve Americans of the American way. China is now cracking down saying, you can't make anti-American films. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, anti-Chinese films. I'm saying, we're going to make good films. And it may expose some of the dirty underbelly of American society, but for the most part, it's going to expose things and stories that people want out. Stories that people want told. Stories that deserve to be told about Americans, for Americans, and many of them will be pro-American.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.